We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
A radio.com sports station. And now, Chuck and Winkler. Two townies talking Wisconsin sports. Covering nothing but your favorite teams. Live from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studios, this is Chuck and Winkler on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler, that's Chuck Freeman. All right, baby. The Milwaukee Brewers have not played a game since Sunday. They kind of scuffled into the break. We took a few days off. Let's get jacked up and get ready for Brewers Giants. Sean Anderson versus Chase Anderson. The Andersons got tickets to the game? How'd they get tickets? Sean Anderson versus Chase Anderson.
I'm just looking forward to being out there this weekend. Get back. It's going to be warm. Be in the mid-80s.
Oh, yeah, and with Chase pitching, I mean, the gates are going to be...
Yeah.
Get there early. Don't bring bags. Get there early. Chase Anderson's pitching. Everybody get there.
You could be in for a long day with Chase pitching.
Everybody get there when you can. The Brewers are going to schedule it like this. Chase, Zach, Chacin, Hauser, Woodruff. So your all-star pitcher, your best pitcher, is your fifth pitcher in this rotation.
I would rather them start with Woodruff.
Yeah.
And then have Woody again for the Atlanta series, but...
Well, here's Adam McKelvey, our dear friend. Brewers.com, MLB.com, joins us Mondays at 8. This is what he tweeted. After he tweeted out what the lineup would be, Chase, Davies, Chacin, Hauser, Woodruff, he said, I think he's fed up with social media, because he said, before everyone has an aneurysm about Woodruff going fifth...
Mm-hmm.
The idea was to get him a bit of a breather over the break. They mapped it out, and he'll get the same number of starts as he would if he let off the second half.
Okay, but it seems like they're giving him an awful big break. When's the last time he pitched?
Two problems. One, you're giving a guy like a break, so why did he go to the All-Star game then? The season's more important, right? So if he is having a break because he had to pitch in the All-Star game, just don't have him pitch in the All-Star game.
Got to find when last time he pitched.
And then second, if they go to a game 163, that means you're lined up to have Chase go.
Well, I think somehow, though, this starting rotation isn't going to be the starting rotation.
How long is Anderson, Davies, Chacin, Hauser, Woodruff going to be the starting rotation?
Remember, you got to factor Gio is going to come back at some time, I think.
True, and you also got to remember that they've barely had the same five go twice in a row at all this entire season.
So I'm sure some people freaked out about it, but it was, I mean, I just would rather Woodruff pitch a couple of times in this homestand. Selfishly, so I could see him pitch. He's 10-3. I enjoy watching him pitch, but... yeah, that's fine. I mean, Brewers go on a run. They got the Cubs coming up here again.
Yeah, I would. If you're a Brewer fan, I would really pay attention to these next couple of weeks, because this is, I mean, it's not the playoffs, it's not the postseason, but this, unlike any other time of the year, is going to determine the rest of the season. You've got the Giants coming in for three, and then the Braves, as Chuck mentioned. You go to Arizona for four. Then you've got some games that could be really big, three against the Reds at home, three against the Cubs at home, and a couple out in Oakland to end a month, but then the trade deadline there is the 31st. So you've got a handful of games to try to figure out where your team is going to be at the end of the month. All these different teams are going to be figuring out in the next couple of weeks, are we buyers, are we sellers? And with how tight things are, it really could come down to what happens in these 2.5 weeks to determine that.
And you have a daunting stretch at the end of August and early September. You play 9 straight games against either the Cubs or Houston. You have You have seven of those nine games against the Cubs and two with Houston.
When right is that? End of August?
End of August.
Oh, God.
Starting Labor Day weekend, continuing to the next weekend.
They could have sold off the farm by then, Chuck.
Well, who, the Cubs?
The Brewers. Oh. Or the Cubs. Yeah. Or the, I mean, this Central, anything can happen here.
Well,
until the end of the month.
I'm not, the September schedule looks tough. Remember last year, the Brewers had off on all those Thursdays so they could realign things and they could have bullpenning days and all that. They don't have that luxury this year. There's only two off days in the month of September. One of them right after, 2 days after Labor Day.
No offense, I don't know what you're doing looking at September schedule right now.
We're looking ahead to the schedule. We're just looking ahead to seeing how things
September
are.
September doesn't matter if they don't get through July.
Oh, of course. Of course.
Unless you're planning a trip or something.
Of course. But, you know, if you're looking ahead to the pennant races and hanging in there, of course they got to get through July.
I'm not looking they ahead get to through the this pennant race. I don't even know if we're in the pennant race.
They got to get through this next stretch of games here at home. They can't start off slow. You know, these are six games here on this homestand. You know, they haven't played all that great, it seems, at home as of late. So, San Francisco, you know, this was supposed to be an easy stretch for the Brewers. You know, back from mid-June on.
June was supposed to be easy, yeah.
Yes, the easy stretch, but they've lost 15 of 23 since the middle of June. So this is not it's been tough games. They've struggled with Miami. They struggled in a series at San Francisco last month. So, they got the Giants and then Atlanta next week, and then they go to Arizona on the road for four games.
Is tonight a must-win? 414-799-1250.
No, I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say that, but I'll tell you, it's must that they start these next 2 weeks off on a good note.
How concerned are you about tonight's game? 799-1250.
You know, they play the Cubs coming up at home right before the trade deadline. That homestand 2 weeks from tonight, they have a three-game homestand with the Cubs, the 26th through the 28th, and then, you know, that they could be making a move sometime that weekend.
John is in Franklin. You guys can dial us up, 414-799-1250. Tweet us, Facebook, Instagram, at 105.7FM, The Fan. You can also email us live at 105.7FMTheFan.com, the Wendy's email inbox. Wendy's always fresh, never frozen. John, what up?
Hi, John.
What's happening, guys? It's crunch time. It's exciting. I do have to make a comment, though. I like Craig's comment and your update there about how they've been scuffling this little slump or whatever he called it. This little slump's been the vast majority of this season, but all this is irrelevant now. It's time to start winning. I was scratching my head when I heard that home run Anderson was starting this thing off, but whatever. I'm not going to second guess any of this crap. I don't care.
Chase Anderson, more like get chased out in the third inning.
Yeah, although, hey, he's pitched well in his last three starts.
Guys,
to his credit.
Everything is in front of us. That's a fact. Everything's in front of us. So it's time to start winning. This team, as a collective soul, needs to start making the decision that we want to be a player and we want to go back to the postseason and have the champagne celebration and all the fun we had last year. Well, it starts tonight, and it's going to be the next couple weeks. You are going to make a decision as a team if you're going to start finding ways to winning games instead of, like you did last year for the most of the season, you found ways to win games instead of finding ways to lose them, which is the way you've been playing this year. It's all behind you. Let's look forward, and let's start winning some damn games.
Yeah, I mean, you got to make September relevant. And Bart, you're getting on me for looking at September. You were just talking about game 163, the pitching rotation.
No, you said that.
No, dude, you said that. You said that.
I don't remember that.
You did. You said if it gets to 163, they have Chase Anderson pitching. No, that was, don't be doing that.
Brewers have Giants, Braves, D-backs, Reds, Cubs, A's. The Cubs, let's see how stacked their central schedule is. Cubs, hey, right out of the gate, the Cubs have the Pirates, Reds at home for six. And then the Padres come in, they go to San Fran, come here, and then go to the Cardinals.
I feel like the Pirates always give them problems not only at Three River Stadium, but at Wrigley Field.
Pirates have the Cubs, Cardinals, Phillies, Cardinals, Mets, Reds. So there's a lot of intra-division action coming up. Reds have the Rockies, Cubs, Cardinals, Brewers, Rockies, Pirates. And then for those of you furiously writing all this down, the Cardinals have the D-backs, Pirates, Reds, Pirates, Astros, Cubs. So there's a lot of central-on-central crime coming up. I think the Brewers, just offhand reading this, might play central teams the least with six games against the Reds and then Cubs combined, so three against each. Otherwise, they've got the East and the West and some interleague games in there, so the Brewers could be winning these games and maybe not separating themselves by too much, but also if they lose, it won't be as devastating, perhaps.
If you were going to make a Brewer road trip, the one you least likely would like to want to make is July 8th, next weekend, a four-game series at Arizona. Going to Arizona in the middle of July, probably the worst time of the year to go there. You know, the temperature is going to be 120 degrees. It's just awful. Just awful. That's why they closed the dome there. I mean, you'll be okay inside, but man, as soon as you step outside, it's brutal.
Remember, we were talking about, and this is going to be a big stretch, Arizona and Atlanta and the Giants. 82.5 now is the Vegas over-under for the Milwaukee Brewers for the season. Before the season, a lot of us were going high 80s up into the 90s, and now where they're at now, 47-44, 82.5 is what Vegas has. So they barely think they're an above 500 team, which probably because they are a barely above 500 team. They started off 8-2. You want to talk about how long you've been scuffling? You've been scuffling really since that stretch, if you really want to look at things here. 414-799-1250. You can tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. Baseball is working on some changes down, well, not even the minor leagues, but some different things that they're doing, which some of the things would be great to see at the big league level. We'll talk more about that. We'll talk more about the Central. 414-799-1250. Tim Allen joins us around 8 o'clock. But we know our audience. We know you do not come here. Well, okay. You come here maybe for the banter. I would say that's three. You come here for sports information. Maybe that's two. But the number one reason people come to this show, and we've done the market research, is to hear Chuck talk about boner pills.
Well, I'm just trying to help people out. It's not pills. It's chewables. Chewables, blue chew.
What is the ad that you recorded? I heard you were like, we're going to bring back sex in this town.
We are going to bring back sex because it seems like there's a lot of unhappy women. Women got to be unhappy for some reason. I mean, I see couples. I go to malls and I see couples, you know, your age, my age. You could just tell. I mean, some women just aren't happy. It's like, how could that be? How could that woman be as miserable as she is? I mean, you see it all the time. And I think I know the answer. It's because guys aren't getting it done. Guys are just not getting the job done. And guys, Blue Chew offers a performance enhancement for the bedroom. You know, you can go a couple extra rounds, and you can go longer, and your lady will be happy. I don't have to go around to like a shopping mall if I'm going, or Golf Galaxy, or wherever I'm going, and I see unhappy couples. I'm finding out the reason why is because you haven't made a trip over to BlueChew.com. Blue Chew, these chewables can work faster than pills, up to twice as fast. Chewables from Blue Chew can be taken on a full or an empty stomach. Online physician, you get online with a physician. Ask, or you answer a couple of questions, you go back and forth, and if things check out, man, they will ship that off to you. BlueChew.com will ship that shipment off to you, to your office, your home, in a brown package, very discreet, and you are good to go, man. And I'm
going to bring back sex in this town.
Well, it is. I mean, do you see a lot of unhappy couples like I do? I just see, man, people walking around, and these women can't be as crabby as they are. They can't be. But I think I know the reason why.
It's like this entire town has taken a cold shower.
I think so. But we're trying to bring it back here with BlueChew.com. Chewables from BlueChew.com are prescribed online by the doctor and made in the USA. Gives you confidence in bed every time. You and your partner will love it. Here's the deal for you guys. BlueChew.com, you get your first order free. At BlueChew.com, yes, the first order free. When you use the promo code Chuck, pay the $5 in shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code Chuck. Chew it and do it with BlueChew.
What if you don't want to chew it? And the reason I ask is because this is Leroy Butler yesterday on the Wendy's Big Show.
Blue Chew, yeah.
I ain't taking that time. Chewing, I'm just
swallowing.
What are you doing?
Swallow.
I ain't you chewing got, that. I need something to hurry up and no, work.
You gotta fire that thing up.
Yeah, hurry up and work, man. I still got time you wait on to chew it. I've been swallowing the whole thing.
So Leroy would rather just swallow.
Well, I don't know how that works. That part, I don't know. I guess whatever it takes. But chewables. I guess if you want to swallow it, go ahead. I mean, whatever way you like to take it, I guess.
Let's bring back sex in this town.
We are, man. Let's make some of these women turn those frowns upside down. All right? Come on. Your woman can't be as unhappy. Next unhappy couple I'm going to see, I'm going to personally go up to them and say, dude, BlueChew.com, this woman is not very happy. What do you think of the reaction I'm going to get?
Thanks, player.
That could happen very soon. So you see a happy, unhappy couple today, and they're all over. Well, tell them what old Freems is going to tell you, BlueChew.com.
BJ tweets in, be careful if you swallow that Blue Chew.
What's his name?
His name is BJ.
Okay.
Be careful if you swallow that Blue Chew. You'll get it caught in your throat and have a stiff neck for a week.
Well, I guess he would know.
Hashtag hi-o. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman. BlueChew.com.
Turn those frowns upside down, man.
Promo code Chuck. One guy who may not need Blue Chew in the future, Mike Vrabel, coach of the Titans. There's no right or wrong time to play this. I just feel like it's something that needs to be played, so I'm going to bring it to you. I don't know if you heard about this yet. Titans coach Mike Vrabel is on a podcast. He was a guest on Bussin' with the Boys, and it's hosted by a former Titans linebacker, Will Compton, and the current Titans offensive tackle, Taylor Lewan. So a couple of Titans have had Mike Vrabel on, and they asked him this question.
Would you cut your off for a Super Bowl?
Oh, been married 20 years? Yeah, probably.
You've got three.
As a player. I guess we'll be married for 20 years one day.
If you came home holding a bag of ice, and Jen was like, "Oh, honey, what'd you do?"
She'd be like, I thought you already got fixed.
I had to cut my off, honey. We're going to win a Super Bowl. She'd be like, eh. All right. Would she be upset?
She'd probably be on board.
She would be like, do you want me to do it? Do you want to do it now?
Do you want to do it now?
I made the ultimate
sacrifice. She's like warming up a knife in the fire, getting ready to go.
If Matt LaFleur was interviewed and said he would cut it off for a Super Bowl, would we even talk about anything else ever again on this station?
God, I mean, in our state, for him to say that. Now, I'm looking at his wife, Mike Vrabel's wife, man. Yeah, he better not hope that he gets his pee-pee cut off, because, I mean, she's a pretty good-looking broad, man. Not bad. If LaFleur said that, we wouldn't be talking about the pennant races today. We wouldn't be talking about Russell Westbrook.
It's 2019, Chuck. You can't say broad.
Oh, okay.
The word is skirt.
Sure. But if Mike Vrabel's lady, cut up his. How did it ever get on that conversation? Are they that's
just locker room talk, Chuck.
I didn't even realize Mike Vrabel was the coach of the Tennessee Titans.
Just boys being boys.
Didn't realize. I thought he was still a linebacker with the Patriots.
You've never had that conversation? Would you do this for this?
Like what? Give me an example.
Would you cut it off for another WBA award?
No.
Would you cut it off for one of your teams to win a title?
No. Seriously? No. You? Oh, come on. Oh, that's ridiculous.
What? I don't need it.
Okay.
I procreated once now.
Oh, so, all right. So that's all you use it for, huh? All right.
I can satisfy in other ways.
If your wife's okay with it, then that's your business.
All right, no, that's fine. We'll just keep talking about teams that get so close and then can't get it done.
Yeah,
that's fine. Hey, if there's something I can do to get
to make
everybody else happy,
that's what it takes.
If cutting my pain would make everybody
cutting
else
your Schwartz
happy,
off,
I would gladly make that sacrifice. Not for me,
mm-hmm.
but for you and all of you. I would gladly make that sacrifice. 5 minutes or so, we're going to do an NBA ticket draft. The Bucks have a lot of interesting teams coming to town. Not really any from the East. So we're going to try to determine which of these teams really out West we would want to see the most. We'll do that with Ryan Horvath here in a little bit as we broadcast from the Bryant Stratton College Athletic Studios. Again, I'm Bart, and that is Chuck. The what was the league? God, I don't even know the league. That's how great this league is. There's a league that had an all-star game the other day, the Atlantic League.
USFL?
Close.
Oh, the Atlantic. Oh, baseball. Okay, yeah,
yeah, baseball, the Atlantic League. And they had their all-star game the other night. So some of these things that we've been talking about baseball maybe wanting to do, they have tried now at least for a night. And from all accounts, it was pretty successful. The main thing is robot umpires. So they had a computer calling balls and strikes. Now, when you talk about robot umpires, it's not robots standing back there like Rosie from the Jetsons sort of thing. What it is human umpires, and they wear a Bluetooth-connected earpiece, which is connected to an iPhone, mm-hmm. which is connected to a software program in the press box. The software doesn't make every call. It's just able to determine balls and strikes. If the umpire thinks it's wrong, the umpire can still overrule what the software program has called. So what will happen is, and I watched some of the highlights of it, it looks like normal. The pitcher throws a pitch, the umpire either does nothing or does strike because it goes that quick from the press box to the iPhone to the earpiece to the umpire, and it's just designed to make balls and strikes more accurate. Over the years, you know, the strike zone has gotten more tight. We've got like more technology to see if it should be a ball or if it should be a strike or not. Baseball's always been a sport that's kind of been like, it existed before technology and it can still exist without technology. But as technology comes into every sport, balls and strikes is something that so often it's what we're criticizing from these umpires. Sometimes they call a strike to get the game done with. Sometimes they call a ball because they're mad at the guy. You know, sometimes they do this stuff. Do you want to see this come into the major leagues, Chuck, where they have sort of a robotic system to call balls and strikes?
I think it's happening. Every umpire has their own strike zone. Every umpire. And, you know, the teams scout these officials, these umpires. Teams know going into the game. Teams know, pitchers and catchers, pitching coaches, managers, they know what umpires, when the home plate umpire is, they know who the home plate umpire is, they know what the guy's strike zone is going to be on most occasions. They have those things scouted out. And I think, Bart, maybe not in our lifetime, maybe not, but I think the day will come one day when balls and strikes will be called electronically.
You don't think in our lifetime?
I think maybe not, but maybe so.
How long you plan on living?
Oh, God. Made it this far. You know, the old saying, if I would have knew I'd have made it this far, I would have taken better care of myself. So I think, yeah, maybe in a lifetime. Maybe not. Who knows?
I mean, if they're implementing it in some of these independent leagues, they're doing it with baseball's, like, they're doing it. This isn't just a league doing it for fun.
Well,
they're doing it with MLB's sort of participation.
This Atlantic League. Major League Baseball's got to deal with those guys where if MLB will say, hey, you guys want to try, experiment on this? Like stealing first base is a thing you can do in the Atlantic League. If the ball gets by the catcher, if you're at the plate, you could run to first base, which not a bad rule.
I love that.
Not a bad rule.
I love that rule.
That should have been a rule that should have been instituted from the very beginning of baseball.
Tell me that rule again.
Well, again, if you're at the plate, nobody on, or no matter how many people was on base, you know, you're at the plate, you know, and a pitcher throws a wild pitch or a pass ball, gets by the catcher, you could just take off and run down to first base.
I love it.
I like it too. At first, I was like, huh. And I'm like, the more I put it on Twitter yesterday, so the more I think about it, I like this rule.
Think of like when you're watching a game and there's a wild pitch and it gets behind the guy. I'm always like, who's running? And then, oh, there's nobody on base. Now, it would change pitchers because I think when you have no one on base, you're more willing to have a little leeway.
Now, what if the bases are loaded, okay, and the ball gets by the catcher? Well, I guess it's just like a pass ball. Yeah, you, because if you start running to first base, then you force all those other runners to run. You know what I'm saying?
True.
Or if there's a guy at first base. Let's say there's a guy at first base.
Yeah, the guy at first could start running, and then the other guy's like, hey, what are you doing?
Well, if the guy from home plate starts running and the guy first just stays there, is like, yeah, what are you doing running?
Birdman tweets in at the fan, does robot umps make framing useless?
And do you get a pickle between first and home?
You could. Yeah, you got to go back home and then what?
Slide back into home plate the other way.
And then you get to swing again?
Yeah.
Does robot umps make framing useless? Yeah, it would make framing useless, would believe.
Yeah.
Which framing's... Isn't that kind of cheating anyway?
Well, I mean, the strike zone, inexact science to begin with.
I mean, you know what I mean by cheating. I mean, it's deceptive.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, there's a lot of things in sports that are deceptive anyway.
You know what's not deceptive is the good deals you can get at Perkins, including the fish fry today after 11 o'clock. Friday fish fry from 11 until close, just $10.99. Hey, tomorrow kids eat free after 4. Tuesdays and Saturdays after 4 o'clock, kids eat free. You get a meal, and then they can get a free kids meal, and you're good to go. That's at Perkins all over southeast Wisconsin at your local neighborhood Perkins. Now, also, when you're there, if you don't know what to get, you know you want to get the kids something, but you don't know what you want, look at the Shrimply the Best menu. You want to cool off those grill gates for just a little bit, maybe a night or two, dig into something great, take a break from the backyard, and let your summer take a tasty twist at Perkins. They've got coastal-inspired meals with some delicious shrimp starting at just $7.99. Whether it's the Low Country-inspired shrimp and grits or the zesty and refreshing Southwest shrimp avocado salad, maybe the shrimp pasta primavera, they've got that all. 6 different items for you off their Shrimply the Best menu available at Perkins. The Milwaukee Bucks, favorites in the East. Maybe one other team that you'd like to see. Maybe 2 if you're interested in the Nets even before Durant. The West is where it's at. So who do you want to see come the most? We've got a hypothetical ticket package. We're going to do a draft coming up next. Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins. 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Sports Flash right now.
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That is Mr. Blue Chew himself, Chuck Freeman. And we welcome back from vacation, Ryan Horvath.
Horvath, that was like the longest Disney vacation ever.
Well, it was 3 days of Disney, 4 days of Bonita Springs.
Oh, what's there?
Just the ocean.
Okay. And I feel like you were at Disney, according to Facebook, the whole time.
Yeah, 3 straight. Well, actually 4 days.
God. So
it was what you would expect.
That's just like too long.
Yeah, yeah. I hear you, man. I went with the in-laws.
Well, you took one for the team big time.
And a 5-year-old? My kid didn't want to walk the entire time. We didn't bring a stroller, so he was on my shoulders, so I got a good shoulder workout, but yeah, a little sunburn.
You look a little red too. Yeah,
but you were a good dad there. I mean, yeah, your dad skills definitely came out.
Yeah, I appreciate it because I definitely did take one for the team. I mean, it was a good time. Don't get me
wrong. I'm with the in-laws. I don't know if you get along with the in-laws, but that could, I mean, anything longer than a couple of days, that might stretch the soup a little bit.
I do get along with them, but I think you said this too, but they're not the biggest sports fans. I mean, they like football. They love Notre Dame football and they like the NFL, but baseball, basketball, they don't really care about. So, of course, I go on vacation and all these like breaking deals go down in the NBA and I'm trying to talk about it. The Kawhi Leonard move and, you know, everybody just crickets. I'm like, man, you guys don't get it. This changed the entire landscape of the NBA.
Yeah, sometimes it's good not talking sports with family. I mean, because they, you know, sometimes it's dead end.
I agree.
In conversation. When somebody tries to make a conversation, so what do you think of the moves in the NBA? It's like, you don't care. You're just trying to start a conversation.
What about when you're at like a thing and you know, second uncle-in-law says something like, I'll tell you what I think's the problem with the Packers. And then he says something way off, and you're like,
or somebody comes up and says,
Rodgers, it's his back foot that's a problem, and you're like,
right.
And the guy's 100% committed to this take, and you're like, well, actually, I'm telling you, it's the back foot. I watch these games every week, son.
And I would say to him, boy, how did you get a southern accent living in Wausau?
Yeah, my wife's family's from Illinois, not Texas.
Yeah. But
I don't know where that came out of. So what we're going to do here is we're going to draft the season ticket package that we hypothetically have.
Mm-hmm.
The Milwaukee Bucks play at a little place called Fiserv Forum. In this scenario, you, me, Horvath, We are three people that make up a four-person ticket package. One of our buddies, the other nameless buddy, goes to every game. The three of us, you know, we're in radio, so we're just going to split a third of a package. Sure. But he says, I'm not picking who's going to what game. You guys have to fight that amongst yourselves. So that's what we'll do here. We'll draft the tickets for the games that we want to go to. Western Conference teams come one time. Eastern Conference teams, we'll assume, all come twice. So we can pick an Eastern Conference team up to twice. I could take the Nets twice if I wanted. You or Horvath could take the Nets, and that would be fine. We're going to assume that Klay Thompson is injured, that Kevin Durant is injured, and that everybody else is healthy and ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
So with that being said, I will have the first pick, and I will take the Los Angeles Lakers.
Now, that surprises me.
Do you think I want to take Golden State?
Yes.
Well, none of you guys are taking Golden State. I'll get them on the way back. I want to see the Lakers, and I thought Lakers or Clippers. Rockets, maybe. I thought Lakers or Clippers. I don't want to see Kawhi. I have no interest in watching Kawhi. I don't like Kawhi.
Mm-hmm.
I think Kawhi gets away. My hot take when you were gone was Kawhi gets a pass for things other people would be vilified for.
Like
he
what?
Stole Paul George from the Thunder, and no one cares. He just bolted Toronto. No one cares. He sat out a season and forced his way out of San Antonio. No one cares.
See what you missed, Harvey?
Because he's funny.
So if the Bucks win that series, do you still have this take, though? Like if the Bucks
no.
Oh, we revisited the Bucks a fluke again.
Yeah, I brought that up yesterday. So I want to see the Lakers because they are deep. I think they're the most interesting team. I want to see LeBron. I want to see AD. I want to see Boogie. I want to see how that bench works. I want to see that team and how it works with my own eyes. So of the two teams, I'm going to pick the LA Lakers as my first pick. Now we will snake-style draft. Chuck, you have the second pick.
That would have been my first pick, by the way, too.
The Lakers?
Same. Of course, LeBron.
Wow.
You can't. Well, okay. That should be a surprise. I think that would be on most people's platters. I mean, the Lakers, LeBron. I remember LeBron didn't play last year when he came. He came with the Lakers last year. He did not play in that game. Mine would be Philadelphia. My pick is the Philadelphia 76ers.
Now that's surprising.
Because it shouldn't be, because they're competing with the Bucks for the number one seed in the Eastern Conference. That's a valuable game. That's a two-game swing right
there.
But
you can get them twice.
I'll take one of those games with the Philadelphia 76ers.
Now you're bypassing every other Western Conference game.
Sure. That's fine. I want to see. I get more fired up going to the games when the Bucks are playing, like this past year, mm-hmm. when they're playing Boston or they're playing Philadelphia. They're playing or Toronto. They're playing a team who they're competing with for seeding in the Eastern Conference.
Okay.
So I'd take Philadelphia.
I understand your reasoning. I don't know how many people would have that
sure.
sort of reasoning.
And I know some people want to go for stars and all that.
But I certainly understand it.
Yeah.
Horvath, you have two picks.
Two picks. I'm going to go Rockets with mine. My two favorite players, non-Bucks, on the same team now in James Harden and Russell Westbrook. So I'm
okay.
going to take the Rockets. And then I am going to go with, you know what? It's got to be done. I'll take the Clippers. I got to see Kawhi. I got to see the new look. So I'll go two Western Conference right off the books.
Chuck, are you going to take the Sixers for a second time, or are you going to go somewhere out west?
I don't know where I'm going to go here. You know, it's I'm not going to take the Sixers game. You know, the Utah Jazz, something I just never been entertained. Even when they had Stockton and Malone, when those two would come here, it's like, yeah, the Utah Jazz just never do much for me. I don't know what it is about Utah, but the Utah Jazz. So, Harvey, you took again Houston. Who was the other one?
I took the Clippers.
Yeah, that's a good choice. I'll say Portland. I like watching Damian Lillard play. I will say Portland.
Well, I think Uncle Barty's cleaning up here because I'm going to go back-to-back. I'm going to take, ahead of the Warriors, I will take the Pelicans.
Ah,
I want to see Zion. I want to see how that team looks with some of those former Lakers.
Yeah.
I want to see that team and what they look like.
See, I think we're running out of valuable teams right now.
This is why it's going to get very interesting and fun and
nasty. I think all the good ones are all taken up.
Now, I am going to take the Warriors coming back. And I heard my boy Sparky yesterday say the Warriors are not making the playoffs, and I instantly tweeted him how much you want to bet.
There's eight teams that make the playoffs in the West.
There's a lot of good teams in the West.
Did he take that bet?
No.
He didn't respond to my tweet.
If they don't make the playoffs, we're throwing Steph Curry out of that top five conversation forever, right?
They're guaranteed, but I would say barring injury, they got to be making the playoffs.
Now, Klay will come back at some point. We don't know when. Under this draft assumption, he's not playing. I still want to see. They still have Draymond Green. They got Willie Cauley-Stein on the cheap.
I actually like Willie Cauley-Stein.
Now, if they give away Russell, then there's a problem.
Yeah, I like them with Russell.
Yeah.
I love D'Angelo Russell this year.
I like him too.
And the question is going to be, how can Curry and Russell play at the same time? Guess what? You just put them on the court at the same time. When Curry was facing the box and one, you don't think he would have wanted D'Angelo Russell out there? He could just be there to launch threes, as Horvat said. I think that's going to work just fine. So I like the Warriors this year to obviously make the playoffs. I don't think you count them out by any means. Sure, they're not going to be the favorite in the West, but I absolutely want to see how that looks. So I will take the Pelicans and then Warriors coming back. So we're doing an NBA ticket draft of who you want to see at the Fiserv Forum. I went Lakers, Chuck Sixers, Horvat Rockets Clippers. Chuck takes the Blazers on the way back. I go Pelicans, Warriors. Chuck, you're up.
All right. God, we're running out of here.
We're doing five rounds, by the way.
I'll say the Denver Nuggets.
Good pick.
I'll say the Denver Nuggets. I mean, Jamal Murray and Jokic don't exactly excite me, but they're still a good team.
They're a good team. They're going to make the playoffs. They're going to be a top-seeded team. Yeah. They're just, again, there's something about them and the Jazz. The Jazz are a really good team.
Yeah, both are good teams.
But they're not like, you know, atop the marquee. Yeah,
in the West Conference. Yeah.
Horvat.
I'm going to go with the Celtics, and I have a hot take that I think the Celtics will be better this season than they were last season, to tell you the truth. I think Brad Stevens will have the opportunity to actually coach a team because he's got less egos. They're going to give up a lot of points. They're going to score a lot of points, though. I want to see what the Celtics look like. I think that's going to be the Bucks' top competition in the East this year.
And then you get one coming back.
One coming back. I'm going to go with the Mavs. I want to see Luka in person. And Porzingis, I like the combination. Want to see what that looks like. So I'll flip the script a little bit. Let's go Dallas.
Okay.
I still want to go out west, but Chuck, you're up.
I'm going to go with the Miami Heat. See Buckets play, and they could still get Chris Paul. But I'll say as of right now, I'll see Miami. I'll take Miami.
Okay, I guess I...
Normally, I wouldn't even... I mean Miami, another franchise, unless except when they had LeBron and Wade and that crew. But I still take Miami. We're running out. We're running thin, man. This is the NBA is stacked on with a handful of teams here again.
Do I want to see Morant and the Grizzlies? Do I want to see the Jazz, a 50-win team?
Even the Bulls are going to be exciting this year. I mean, I don't know if they're going to be good, but like they could be the 7 or 8
the Bulls. Seed. I've got one Eastern Conference team I do want to see. Because I'm out of my picks here after this. So I'm going to take them right away because I know... I want to see the Hawks.
Okay.
They're young. They got Trae Young. They got Jabari Parker. I want to see the Hawks.
Okay.
And then I think coming back, I'll take the Jazz. They're a good team.
Damn it.
So I'm going to take them.
My pick is going to surprise you, but Horvath, you're next?
No, you are, Chuck.
You're right. Okay. Yep. I'm going to say the Phoenix Suns. And you know the reason why? Devin Booker. I saw the game where he had the 61 points.
Yeah, you got to hope you get the Suns in like April when they're just trying to get him 70 points.
Yeah, but
that's the game you want to go.
Either way, you know, I want to see him play. I mean, I saw the game on TV on the package when he hit the 61, and he's amazing. And I'll take him. So I'll take, you know, they're not going to be all that good again, but I'll take just to see Booker play. I'll take him as my fourth team.
And then Horvat, you can round this thing up here.
So the Nets are still on the board?
The Nets are still on the board.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm going to go with the Pacers, though, to welcome back Malcolm Brogdon and see how that all works out, because I think the Pacers are going to be really good. I was thinking about this, guys. Imagine, like, we are...
So none of us in five rounds want to see
another big argument we had this week about Malcolm Brogdon not going into the luxury tax.
And just thinking about everybody complaining about it, and it sucked losing Brogdon, but imagine being an OKC fan right now, because you lost Paul George and Russell Westbrook. Yeah, you also lost Kevin Durant, but you even had Oladipo. I mean, you got enough draft picks to restart this whole thing and get superstars, but you couldn't even make Oladipo work. So, yeah, I'm going to go Pacers, but it brought some clarity to the Malcolm Brogdon situation. I was like, things could always be worse if you lose one guy.
But if the only reason why they lost him was to avoid the tax, and I know the Big Show is going to discuss it later today about because Lazary was in on the move, and we knew that earlier this week that one of the owners actually was the one that made this move, and I don't know when John Horst was involved or not involved, and what does that say about the team? I don't want to see the Bucks hesitating on the move because of money. If they don't think Malcolm Brogdon makes the team better, then I'm willing to hear from them about that. What?
I've heard you say that. I'm willing to listen to the conversation like twice a show for the last 2 weeks.
Hey, I hate to break this to you, player. Not everybody listens all 4 hours every day. There's people that listen to this show that still don't know that I like Sonny Gray.
Let me tell you something.
All-star, by the way.
I got a theory.
I ate toilet wings.
You know why I don't think the Bucks match that offer? I was thinking more about this. That plantar fasciitis, the Bucks must be really leery of that.
Yeah.
Because that's an injury that just never goes away. That's not like tearing up your knee.
That's a good point. Look at Joakim Noah, but usually it's with bigger dudes. You know?
Plantar fasciitis, I mean, there's dudes that have had that for years. They just can't. There's different levels of it. And I think maybe.
I've heard you say dude twice today. I've never heard you say dude.
I don't. You're right. You're observant. Yes, I used it twice today.
Isaac Newton over here.
Really, I don't use that word. I don't like using that word, actually.
Why?
I just don't. I'm just not a big user of the word dude. If somebody calls me a dude, I want to punch him in the face. So yeah.
I hear you, player.
Yeah, player. Use that instead of dude.
So wait, did you guys hit on this last week about why they didn't match the offer? I'm guessing.
Because Malcolm Brogdon
going to the Pacers. We never talked about that.
Or did we just rank defensive players that we're excited to watch this year on the Packers?
Yeah.
No. Hey, can I get my take on that?
No, we did.
We went back and forth.
We basically played the press conference.
Yeah, and just reacted.
No, we did. We went on it with our listeners. We had full phone lines yesterday.
Technically, we talked around cuts.
Yeah.
Ah. So Brogdon went injury, and you went money.
No, the injury I just brought up today. I'm thinking the injury.
I think
maybe there's a reason why the Bucks didn't want to go into the salary cap.
I also think that Brogdon wanted a place where he could, because I think the most telling thing, and you can read between the lines and things he didn't say, but when he said his natural position is point guard, I think he wants to be a guy to run the show, and he wasn't getting that here, and the Bucks clearly chose to pay Bledsoe before they paid Brogdon. I also think Malcolm Brogdon suffers from a little thing called Bart Winkler disease, where you're not as good as you think you are.
Oh, okay.
I think
that's an issue with you.
Do you think? And I don't want to get thrown under the bus on this one. But do you think everybody loves playing with Giannis? Like some guys, I'm sure everybody loves him off the floor. But I always got the feeling Jabari didn't really love playing with Giannis. And obviously, that's two totally different positions and two alpha males because of draft selection where Jabari was taken. But maybe Brogdon just really didn't like the fit in that offense. Maybe I talked about Middleton making all the sacrifices. Maybe Brogdon made more sacrifices than we really realize and wants to play with the ball in his hands.
But I think
more.
If Middleton made those sacrifices, and again, you take a guy who's a mid-range shooter and then you ask him never to do that, Middleton was willing to adjust and they were willing to work out and find where he could best utilize his game. Yeah, I think there is something to what you're saying. I think that there is a part of Brogdon not wanting to just be out on the wing. As he said, he wants to be the leader of the team. He wants to distribute. He wants to make guys better. Instead of being the third or fourth option on an offensive set, it sounds like he wants to be the one to see everything develop, and he wasn't getting that here.
Now, Brogdon told The Athletic yesterday he paid compliments to the Bucks organization.
Mm-hmm. Well, finally.
What he says and how he really feels maybe two different things.
But he didn't pay any compliments in the
press conference,
or really when he was interviewed on NBA TV the other night.
But I think a lot of times, though, and this is going back to when CeCe left here, when he was signed by the Yankees, he didn't even mention the Brewers. It's like the Brewers never even existed.
Well, it's like when you go back and you look at the playoffs, right, and the Bucks really needed a bucket. Like towards the end, they were running iso ball for Brogdon, but in the third and fourth quarter, when the game's tight, especially in the playoffs, Giannis is pretty much your primary ball handler. So I'm just saying, I could see it just not being the perfect fit. He wants to go somewhere where he could play within the offense and kind of be himself. I think it may be a mixture of everything. Maybe he just...
I guess he saw his last Eastern Conference Finals when he went to Indiana. He's going to get paid.
Oh, he's going to get that money.
We'll see if he's if that plantar fasciitis, if it... if it costs him to miss a few games here and there.
You guys can chime in on who you would like to see at Fiserv Forum. Tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. My first pick overall was the Lakers. Chuck took the Sixers. Nobody else took them. And then Horvat took the Rockets. So Chuck, you could have waited on the Sixers.
Yeah, well, I wanted the Sixers. That'd be my first choice.
It's Chuck and Winkler. Tim Allen joins us next. We know what Tim Allen wants. That's a World Series title. If the Brewers are even going to be playing for that at the end of the month, we'll talk to Tim. We've all been talking about the scenario if the Brewers are sellers.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.